Welcome back to SwampSwami.com. Where have we been? Well, we've been on summer vacation, visiting the grandkids and driving all around America, having a great time. But it's football season. And you know what that means? It's time to play fantasy football with Swamp Swami. It's time for me to enter my annual ritual called the NFL fantasy football season once again. For the past 8 years, I've been participating in a Yahoo Sports League with a Yahoo group of interesting personalities. I used to work with a couple of them, and the rest of that group is comprised of former college classmates or their kids of my former boss. The team name I use is based on my home state and my former career in the natural gas business. It's called Swamp Gas. Get it? Well, old Swampy here was victorious in his first year in the league back in 2011. And though, as you know, I'm a quite avid sports fan, I knew nearly nothing about the strategy involved in drafting players, making cuts and additions, and the weekly thinking process which most fantasy players seem to possess. So in a nutshell, I probably won that first year because I was just plain lucky and oblivious to outthinking myself. I have now theorized that fantasy football owners' decisions seem to mirror their investing choices. You know, some like to buy and sell frequently, and other players tend to think long and hard before making any strategic changes to their roster or their portfolio. And when the dust settles at the end of the season, you're more likely to be affected by pure luck than your glorious decision-making during the draft and during player choices throughout the regular season. Now, if you've never played in one of these fantasy football leagues, and our league is simply for fun with no money involved, just pride, that fits me perfect, here are a few of Swamp Swami's suggestions if you want to enjoy your fantasy football season. Number one, team name. Make sure that you are happy with the sound of your team name. You know, you're going to live with that for the entire fantasy football season. Mine? Swamp Gas. It makes me smile. Number two, research your players and teams. Now, I annually fork over almost $10, oh, gasp, at my local drugstore for a fantasy football magazine. Now, with your annual purchase, you are now afforded the chance to look at how the so-called experts see the upcoming football season and will give you their advice about making your fantasy draft picks. Their advice is usually no better than your own, so hey, trust your gut. Number three, determining a draft strategy. So for example, my personal strategy is to, for the most part, select the best offensive players from the NFL teams which score the most points every season. So this year, I will likely stockpile a lot of players from the New Orleans Saints, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Kansas City Chiefs, the San Diego Chargers, Atlanta Falcons, and probably the St. Louis, the Los Angeles Rams, excuse me. I might grab the best player from a mid-level type team, you know, one of those 8-8 guys that occasionally is good and sometimes not so good. And I normally do stay away, though, from the perennial losers. And you know who you are. Number four in my fantasy advice, pick players from teams which you personally like. In my case, I'm a big Saints fan, so I'll generally have at least one or more Houdette players from New Orleans on my roster. Number five, don't pick players from teams which you personally despise. In my case, I tend to avoid the Dallas Cowboy players like the plague. Just can't make myself root for most of those players on America's team. Number six advice, don't waste your picks on a kicker or a defensive unit until your last two choices. Now, last year, I picked a different defense every week to play against one of the league's lowest scoring offenses, which usually corresponded to those having the lousy records. Now, what that involved is I'd draft a defensive team 1 week. After the game was over, I'd drop them and look for who's playing that lousy team again this week. I found it a lot of fun to do it, but it probably won't be much different from you leaving the same team you picked in your lineup every week. Hey, it was fun for me. Number seven, injuries happen. You better be ready to find new players once one or more of your drafted players goes down. Number eight, in week 1 and 2, look for rookies who are making an immediate impact. You can grab them pretty early and dump a bench warmer for the same position. This might help pay dividends for you down the stretch. Number 9. Set up your fantasy team for a great finish to the season. In a nutshell, you're not going to win your league unless your team gets really hot and wins games during the final 4 or 5 games of the regular season and into the playoffs. But number 10, my advice, have fun, no matter what. Sometimes your team will perform well, and at other times they'll play, well, pretty lousy. That's just the nature of the game, so don't despair if your team starts out the gate and stinks. And even a lousy team can be a spoiler down the stretch and beat one of those snobby playoff-bound teams too, and you can have your fun then. So this is what's going to happen. Tonight, I'll draft my 2019 fantasy football squad on Yahoo, and I'll provide you with the results of my draft. Now, we'll have to have a team ready to play beginning on Thursday night because that's when the first league game this year starts. So we're going to turn this around pretty quickly. So play along with me this football season as we make our weekly decisions together and head toward victory, I hope. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.